Welcome to Postcast. The Utah Jazz play a double overtime thriller that really tells you whether you're a half-empty or a half-full type of person. We'll explain that to you coming up next. Maybe you're both. I think I might be both right now. As the Jazz fall in double overtime to the Thunder on the Jazz, I don't know. I'm so tired. It's Postcast. Postcast is brought to you by the store at 600 South, 20th East. By the way, I don't know if I'm allowed to reveal this or not. There are heavy rumors of the potential for the Mudslide Cookie ice cream.
My goodness, really?
And the question is, with vanilla, with coffee, or with chocolate ice cream?
Do you have a say-so on this?
Uh-huh.
And?
I don't know. I'm going to taste test them this weekend. All right.
Should be good.
That made me smile. So this was... All right, there's three angles on this one, and we'll try to touch on them. This was an incredible basketball game. I mean, incredible. The effort, the juice, the play, the star performances. I mean, that is – it was incredible.
And a fun game to watch. I mean, there was a little bit of everything in this ball game, from star players to hustle plays to bonehead plays to – I mean, it was a little bit of everything in this ball game, and obviously the fans here in Oklahoma City got a chance to really get behind their team. I mean, it was pretty loud in there for a moment, but the Jazz, you know, kept them quiet there as well. So, a fun ball game to watch, though.
All right, we're going to start with the half empty, because Matt James has jumped in and says, "I only watched overtime. Should have the Jazz won the game early on?"
I thought yes. I mean, take care of the basketball, they should have won the ball game. And obviously turnovers has been a big key. 30 points off of turnovers, David. 30 points.
Three major possessions in the final 4 minutes of the game, 3 minutes of the game, where the Jazz had really poor turnovers. They were up six or up five or six. I just had it a minute ago. Ricky Rubio tried to throw an alley-oop to Donovan Mitchell for no –
that
really
was
just
– 30 feet out.
Yeah, it just was not – it wasn't a great play in the 5 minutes left in the second quarter. It certainly wasn't a good play when you need to work the clock. And if you could go from six to eight, that's a mammoth difference in a game of that sort. Then they scored off of that. They scored the next possession. Rubio drove in the lane. That happens. You turn that over sometimes. Westbrook got there. Then the Jazz had a miscommunication where Favors went to throw a pass between Donovan and Rubio. They both kind of let it go, like, it's yours, and it rolled out of bounds. So those really ill-advised. And then in the overtime, there was the play where Donovan got it taken from behind. So the half-empty part of you is that this – you put out this effort, this resiliency, this fight, and you don't get a dividend out of it. That is crushing.
Yeah, you think, okay, we deserve to win this ball game. We were in a great position to win this ball game, but Oklahoma City, you know, for the most part. So do we look at this as Oklahoma City took it away from the Jazz, or did the Jazz lose it? And I really think that probably they took it away, because the Jazz Oklahoma City has some pretty good performances there as well.
I mean, the other side, you have to give them some credit. They made all the plays after all of those mistakes, and that really is. You know, if they're not as good as they are, you make these mistakes against Atlanta or New York or Chicago, no one's talking about them.
And then think about this. Now, Westbrook fouls out. You know, did he play in overtime at all?
I think he did. Maybe not.
Ferguson, the other guard, fouls out. Grant ended up with five fouls. So it was one of those ball games that they dug down and got something extra, and thanks to Paul George, and won the ball game.
I don't know the answer to this question. It's the number one question coming off of all of our questions right now is, could have Quinn Snyder put Royce O'Neal in the game for Ricky Rubio, considering how his turnovers and his problems? It's a very difficult question, because, one, it's a real slap in the face to your point guard on the first game back from the All-Star break. Like, you're making a much larger statement than tonight if you do that to Ricky Rubio. You have to show some faith in your player that he's going to pull out of it. He obviously, with the turnovers, never did. The other one is that Donovan was completely gassed.
Yeah.
And they had to run some possessions away from Donovan. So if you pull Rubio out of the game, you're playing Donovan, the point guard, and Donovan was so tired.
He was really, really tired. As you pointed out, he was tugging on his shorts there for a moment of time. And then when you're tired like that and he's trying to break the defense down, you don't have the lift. Your legs aren't there. And so you're going into traffic, and you're trying to make a low percentage shot, which is sometimes it's not very good. So I don't know. I mean, it's hard to say whether or not I would have let Donovan run the point there momentarily just to get him into their offense and go away from it. I like the idea in a situation like that is trusting your other teammate sometimes.
All right, let's go to the half full aspect of this. We played here earlier this year. Rudy got in foul trouble early. The Jazz fought back, and then the Thunder scored 38 points in the third quarter, blew them out. They were up 30. We got run out of the building. It felt like the same thing was about to happen in the third quarter tonight. The Jazz were down 11. I said, if you're not careful, you're down 20 in 3 minutes, and it wasn't down 20. They had the lead by the time I thought they might be down 20 because they fought back and they got through it. And I think from that standpoint, and obviously the Jazz shot great from three tonight, 11 of 19 in the third and fourth quarters. From that standpoint, to me, this was a huge win. The players aren't going to feel that way. I'm very concerned of the lingering after effect of this type of a loss. But this team had great grit, great resiliency tonight, played against a team that's the hottest team in the league, played right with them. A very encouraging performance on a question of how good the Jazz are.
I'm looking at this the same way you're looking at it, as the fact that they take something out of this ballgame. They take, first of all, you know, they take pride. I mean, they play very, very hard. And this is one of the better teams in the NBA, and it's on the road. You had a chance to win it. And then you look at your individual performances, and you think that, okay, we're healthy enough for where we can make a run here. Quinn Snyder's game plan was excellent there as well.
Wow, Corey Woodland does not understand the life of what it's like to play in the NBA. He wants to know how Donovan was more gassed than other NBA players, and he just came off break. The break is what makes you tired. You're not playing at peak performance. Resting for that long makes it hard for your body to go back to that peak performance. And Donovan had the ball in his hands about every possession for about 12 straight minutes of this game tonight.
45 minutes of just constant running, banging, trying to make shots, jumping.
Guarding Westbrook.
Now, what's the guy's name?
Corey Woodland.
Corey, you got to try it, baby. I don't mean to call you out there, but it's tough. Donovan was the only one tired and gassed out there as well. Paul George, all of them was tired.
Paul George at one point went down the floor and stayed there for like about 2 minutes before he let any of his teammates pick him up. Derek Favors was amazing tonight, 24 points and 11 rebounds. Rudy Gobert was incredible, 26 points and 16 rebounds. That, to me, is really interesting. The Thunder, this big physical team with Steven Adams and the Jazz dominated inside. And they also played the Wasatch front lineup a lot tonight and very successfully.
Yeah, you can see Derek Favors at 32 minutes, Gobert at 44 minutes. So they were out there on the floor quite a bit. So, and it helped. I mean, I think it was a smart thing to do because Grant – plays pretty big and long, and Derek Favors was having success, so why not run with him? How about using to the point where the Jazz had a chance to win it?
Corey Woodland says, I'm sorry, I wasn't able to watch. I was just wondering. My bad. You're good, Corey. We still love you. It was an incredible game. Hopefully you did get to watch it. I know it's painful right now, but that was one of the most entertaining, well-played, with some turnovers, but still the effort, incredible, entertaining, why we're sports fans night. Like that, if you invested 2 hours of your night tonight, it was, or 3 hours by the time we're done, it was totally worth it. An amazing, amazing game. Unfortunately, the Jazz fall. Really good Thunder team. We only play one more game the rest of the year against a really good team. So this was a great test to find out where we are. Let's see if it gains some confidence for the guys and they get rolling. It was not only the best game of the year, Jeff Jensen. It might have been the best game in the NBA all year. It was that good a game. Hope everyone enjoyed it. And sorry to not get the win. We'll talk to you tomorrow from Dallas or against Dallas. I don't think we're going to Dallas, but we'll see if I even show up. I'm so exhausted. And I didn't even play. I just had to hang out with Ron. See ya.